The Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 to 17. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore you shall flee away, and we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one, and at the threat of five you shall flee, till you are left, like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is according to Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake you are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, stay dressed for action, and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch, or on the third, and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. So also you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message comes from the last chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Each one of the months of our calendar year comes from the Romans. They have, all these centuries later, or millennia later, I should say later, the Romans have still affected the way we view the church year. January was a special month. Janua, which was from the Greek or the Roman god Janus, came from the god who looked both ways at once. It comes from the Latin word of looking both forward and backwards. He's the two-faced god. At New Year's, we look both forward to the future as well as back to the past. In the past, we look back with appreciation of what God has done for us, and we look with appreciation of what God will do for us in the future. In the end of Isaiah, God is talking about, through the prophet Isaiah, about his effect of the preaching through Isaiah to the people throughout the entire book of Isaiah. Prayer recognizes that God has done all things. Let me read the ending of Isaiah. I will tell the kindness of the Lord the deeds on which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and his many kindness. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their Savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. And the angel of his presence saved them. In love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them from days of old. God has been merciful to us. Even though 2020 may be seen as a year that many of us will not forget. All right. God has still been merciful to us, and we look forward to 2021. And we don't have to look that far backwards to God's mercy to us. Just 7 days ago, we celebrated Christmas Eve, the birth of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. That Christ would live a life that we could not possibly live on our own. And that he would die a punishment that we could not suffer, that we couldn't suffer because God would not allow us to suffer it. He took it upon himself. And it's always, always, every Sunday, a privilege that I have to speak of the privilege of God's love. Spiritual blessings are not just confined to Christmas, the Christmas season alone. 52 Sundays a year, we gather together to speak of God's love, what he's done for us, and how much he cares for us. At Easter, we shared those wonderful words when I said, he is risen, and you responded with the words,
he is risen indeed.
There you go. You got to add the hallelujah at the end. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And through the study of his word, we find true hope and freedom. We appreciate all the opportunities that we have to study God's word. Many of the prayers that I open up Sunday morning Bible studies with is, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to study your word. Throughout 2020, we've had communion offered to us many times. When we receive communion, we are receiving the tangible elements that our sins are fully and completely forgiven. We're thankful for the means of grace. The way that God explains to us or emphasizes to us that our sins are forgiven. In Isaiah's prayer, he reminds the people of everything that God has done for them. And this is a pattern throughout the entire Old Testament. Throughout the entire Old Testament, all the prophets and the various kings and religious leaders would always begin the same process. What has God done for us? He led us up out of the land of Egypt. He brought us into Mount Sinai. He led us through the wilderness. He gave us his good land as our inheritance. He defeated our enemies. He caused us to prosper, and all this was out of his compassion and love for us. God constantly reminds us of what he has done for us. As we look back over the past year, we look at all the blessings that God has given to us. He has given us shelter, food, clothing, blessings beyond belief. Now, I would be remiss if I forgot to mention that silly little thing called a pandemic. All right? We can totally focus on that. That is what 2020 was all about. No, it's not. It just happens to be one of the things that happened during the course of this year, which has happened throughout the course of human history. Many times over, there has been pandemics and plagues and things like that. But the one thing that remains constant is God's blessings towards us. He constantly shows his blessings and loves towards us. And the years before Isaiah wrote his words, things looked entirely bleak. But God was still there. Isaiah can only see things from a human perspective. And if we looked at 2020 from a totally human perspective, we only see one thing, but we don't see all the blessings that God has given us. As I said, before Isaiah wrote his words, things looked very bleak for Israel. But God was constantly working for their eternal good. God has been good to us. And in verse 9, at the end of Isaiah, in all their distresses, he, referring to God, too, was distressed. God is sympathetic. He doesn't sit there just aloof, off in heaven, going, can't you people deal with it? He is sympathetic with us. And life is easier when we know that there's somebody who is there for us, who has been with it through us through the entire thing. Verse 9 continues with the angel of his presence saved them. Do you ever think about how many times the close calls you've had in 2020? Probably not. Do you ever think of the number of times you walked through the valley of the shadow of death and didn't realize it? Because he was there. He delivered us through it. Have you ever made a left-hand turn when somebody slammed on their brakes and you realized you came that close? That's the mercy and blessings of God. That's the presence of the Lord. Verse 9 concludes with, in his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them as in days of old. Do we appreciate God's blessings? Do we appreciate his presence? In Isaiah 46, I have held you since you were conceived and have carried you since your birth. Even in your old age and great hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. From good or bad, God is there always to sustain us. So why did we have all the troubles then that we did in 2020? Have you ever thought about it? Let's just be real for a second. And I believe I always try to keep it real. Why have we had this pandemic in 2020? Now you can blame the Chinese. All right, I'll be blunt and say we can blame them if we want. We can blame a whole lot of other things if we want. But you know what? It should have brought us closer to him. I love the story of a baby giraffe. And I know I've told this story before. When a baby giraffe is born, you know what the first thing its mother does is? Can you guess? Kicks it. I mean, gives it a good old-fashioned mama hoof to kick baby to get on its feet. When the baby finally gets up on its feet, do you know what mama does? Knocks it down again. And then kicks it. Now we're going, how cruel is that? Mama kicks the baby, gets it up on his feet, knocks it down and kicks it again. Baby gets back on his feet. Do you know what baby learned? How to get on his feet. Because you realize there are lions, there are, I'm thinking of the other ones, the other nasty cat animals out there. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Yes. All the bad things out there who would just love to eat baby giraffes because I guess they're tasty. I don't know. I've never had one. All right. I'm sorry, what? They got big drumsticks. All right. Baby would not survive if mama didn't hoof it around. Now you're going, now how does that connect to 2020? Well, this is how it connects to 2020. God sometimes knocks us down to refocus our attention on Him. Teaches us how to get back up again. That this isn't the end. Get back up again. Teaches us where to go from help. Because once baby giraffe learns to stand up and puts up with mama kicking it around, baby giraffe learns something. There's only one person who will protect baby giraffe, and that's mama giraffe. Who's the only one that protects us throughout life? God. And sometimes He needs to give us a good hoof to teach us who is really in charge and to focus on Him. So in 2021, we look forward to another year of grace. And we have, by the way, the greatest advantage that anybody else in this world has. We know that God's in control. The unchristian world, they have no idea who's in charge. All right? They think it's all a matter of happenstance and just circumstance. No, it's not. We look forward to always God's mercy and grace. And we know that many times we're going to fall short in this coming year. But God's mercy is new every day. We look forward to His mercy. We look forward to His forgiveness. We look forward to another opportunity of 52 Sundays of worship. We look forward to when we see new souls being added to God's kingdom through holy baptism. We look forward to our faith being strengthened through the bread and the wine of Holy Communion. We have His Word and we have His sacraments. So what's the new year going to hold? Is the economy going to be good or bad? Well, I don't know. I got my suspicions, but I'll keep those to myself. Where do I think taxes are going to go? Where do I think my investments are going to go? Where might my health go in the coming year? Again, the answer to all those is, I don't know. But what I do know, and the one thing we desperately hold true to, is the fact that God's going to be with us no matter what. In verse 9 of our text, in all their distresses, He too was distressed. And the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and mercy, He redeemed them. He lifted them and carried them as the days of old. So how does this affect our plans for 2021? We look forward with anticipation. God is in control. I'm not. I'm sorry, a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington or the Reverend or the Dr. Fauci in D.C. is not in control of what's going on in this country. God is in control. James tells us, and whenever you have questions about life, turn to the book of James. James 4, verses 13 and 15 says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? Do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Indeed, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." We look forward to 2021 because of God's grace and God's will. So may the peace of God, which is above all of our human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.